Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What up, what up, what up? Sam Crowley, welcome back to the show. It's a two for Tuesday. Hey, wait. It's not Tuesday, it's Wednesday. Yeah, whatever. Every day's Saturday. Doesn't matter. How about we do two or more today? Are you ready for two? Like the great Ernie Banks used to say for the Chicago Cubs. Let's play two. Let's get into the fan mail today. Got a quick question. Came in from Christian on Instagram. Hey, Sam, hope it's going well. It looks like, by all the motivational and positive stuff, things are rocking and rolling. Thank you for that. It's great listening to people who can tell are genuine, have substance. Hey, I'm a person with a stutter. Oh, a stutter. Love the stutters. Love the stuttering questions, being an ex-stutterer myself. And I'm almost recovered with it. With an occasional common screw-up that everybody has once in a while, you mentioned in your video on YouTube that you have to be willing to fail and be willing to be laughed at. That resonated with me a lot. I'm glad it resonated with you, because no matter what you try to do, and this isn't just for Christian, this is for you listening right now, everybody, you're going to fail. It's just the way it is. Success Mountain, baby. Success Mountain. See, failure's in the middle of Success Mountain. Failure isn't at the bottom. So many people think failure, I've hit rock bottom. I've failed. No, you didn't. If you failed, you're in the middle of the journey. You've done something. You've taken action. You're not like all these other people sitting on their ass just waiting for something to come in. And I'm just going to wait here and let it happen. Yeah, you keep waiting there. Make sure that remote doesn't give you calluses on your hand either when you're changing the channels, okay? He goes on to say, I've made the commitment and have put self-improvement and having fun above my ego. But recently someone said to me that, quote, you don't want to fail too much because you may lose your confidence. And to be honest, that shook me up and put some fear in me. Because I'm willing to fail, but I don't want to lose confidence. I might be too black and white with thinking about this. It's just, damn, I hate this limitation, and I'm willing to do anything to get rid of it. To hell with my ego. I want to live. Do you have any advice for me in response to what that person said? You don't want to fail too much, or you're going to lose confidence. I'm basically having this dilemma. Thanks, Sam. Hey, Christian, awesome question. Let me answer it. If you're not willing to fail, then forget about success, because success and failure follow each other all the way to the top. Let me ask Christian this question and you as well listening. Have you registered at EDIS webinar? Have you gone through that information at EDISwebinar.com? Because when you go through that webinar as well as the free bonus, the five pillars to freedom, you're going to see real quick. I actually use one of the pillars. Here we go. Giving it away again. Oh, no. Success and failure. It's one of the videos of the pillars. They follow each other all the way to the top, man. There's no way you can have one without the other. It's like peanut butter and jelly. It's like Laverne and Shirley. It's like, I'm showing my age, man. Some of you are like, Laverne, what? Who? 70s, just Google it, Laverne and Shirley. Listen to me. If you ain't willing to be laughed at, mocked, ridiculed, made fun of, and fail, then don't even try to get in the game. This game of success is only reserved for the individuals who can actually do something, taking a step. Anywhere. It doesn't even matter if you take a step backwards before you go forward. Just get moving somewhere. Like I mentioned, most people hate their job. And it's funny because all of those people are actually afraid of losing the job they hate. Not the most insane thing you ever heard in your life. But yet, oh no, oh, you go try to do something. Go start a business. I got a cousin and brother and sister tried that, and they know somebody that they got all these products in their basement they didn't sell. Hey, great. Great. So you actually know somebody that didn't sit on their ass like you did. That's great. Can I talk to them? I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to you anymore because you're boring. You're doing what everybody else is doing. You're letting life live you. You're dead at 25, just taking 50 years to get buried. Not me. Not me. I know that the entrepreneurial journey is a huge zigzag, man. You're going up and down and back and forth and sideways and all over the place. But boy, the person that you become along the way, oh, God, the person that you become along the way. See, the person you become as a little puppet person with the old puppeteer pulling the strings for you, as I mentioned in the previous podcast, you just become a puppet. That's it. You like being a puppet? You like somebody else pulling your strings? You like somebody else telling you what time you got to be somewhere, what to do, how to do it, and all that stuff? If you do, then you're completely in contrast to how you were made in the image of God. And these, and for example, the people that settled our country here in the United States, they may be settlers, but they did not settle. They came here with the entrepreneurial spirit. They're going to form a new country, a colony. I mean, all of this, this great ambition was not from people who were waiting around to take orders. You know what I mean? Like, look at history. Anybody who's ever done anything never waited around to be told what to do. They just went and took it. Your success, whatever that means to you, if it's $1 million, if it's the mansion on the beach, if it's the private cottage in the woods, if it's just getting away, if it's spending time with family, hanging out, adding significance to the lives of others, whatever that represents to you, that is there. It is waiting for you to just go and take it. But understand, when you take steps towards seizing that Saturday, you're going to fail. You're going to trip and fall, but you never trip and fall backwards. Nobody trips and falls back. We trip and we fall forward. Oh, tripped on that. Well, better watch that doorstep. Yeah. You ever trip? Oh, tripped. I didn't never fall back. You fall forward, and that represents. And this is what I go over in the webinar that you need to watch. Christian and everybody else listening to this show, you must watch the webinar because it'll resonate with you even more. I give illustrations and examples and tips and tricks on how you can actually implement this right now. And in the next 30 days, have just this amazing revelation and action that can be taken. I'm going to read more fan mail this week of people that have actually taken action, that have quit their job, or maybe they quit their job a long time ago, and now they're finally realizing that they've been kind of spinning their wheels, just kind of going through the motions, not really excited, not really waking up with any kind of passion or a sense of urgency in their lives. That's changed. That's changed as a result of what you're going to view on that webinar. So make sure you just go there. And I'm going to keep, look, I'm going to keep pimping the webinar because it's the most important product, not product, it's the most important message you're going to view this entire year. There's only a couple months left in 2016. You realize that, right? There's not a lot to do. And here comes the New Year's resolutions. Watch out. Here it comes. The weight loss, the changing of the life, the job, and all that. Bull crap. By January 15th, 95%. We have the funeral. Every January 15th, we have the New Year's resolution funeral on the show because 95% of those people did nothing. Don't let that be you. And oh, by the way, you don't got to wait till New Year's to have a resolution. There's no law that says you got to wait till January 1st to actually make a significant change in your life. You can do that right now. And that's Christian, you know, being a stutter. I get that, man. It's horrible. I get it. It stinks not being able to say what it is that you truly want to say. It stinks being embarrassed, and nobody wants to be the butt of a joke. But let me tell you something. Your setback has been a setup for your greatest comeback. Do you receive that message? Everybody listen, do you receive that message that your latest setback is a setup for your greatest comeback? If you receive that message, then you are on your way. Now what you need to do is take focused, dedicated action towards that passion and that motivation that you have. Because motivation without that action, it's just going to leave you like, hey, I'm all excited, but I'm running in place. No, don't run in place. Get moving, all right? Focus, forward. Go to the webinar, edis-webinar.com. Make sure you're registered. Get the information. Come inside of our community and let us coach you. I'm telling you, man, you're going to love being inspired by the thousands who have come before you as well. I'm jacked up. Thank you, Christian. Hey, keep the questions coming. You can hit me up, email sam@everydaysaturday.com. Make sure you follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, @SamCrowley, and all over the place. Oh, and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use #EveryDayIsSaturday.